Blog Talk Radio.
The new hip-hop and R&B station that plays nothing but the best in entertainment. This is Rush Grooves, only on Bone Fantasy Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Crush Grooves. I'm your hostess, Cynthia Crush Heart. Tonight is a very special edition. We brought back the Ladies Night with my special guest co-host, Mrs. CG, who seems to be running a little late this evening. But she says she'll be here, so we're waiting on Mrs. PG right now. Instead of me just waiting and talking a bunch of nonsense, why don't I just go ahead and start playing some tracks? We'll come back. We'll get into tonight's topic and tonight's conversation. Remember, men are not allowed until 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They cannot come on until 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to see how Ladies Night roll out tonight. I got a couple of announcements for y'all. You know, stay tuned. From the coldest place in the world, it's my co-host, Mrs. PG. Are you with me, Mrs. PG?
Yes, I am.
You're the hardest working woman in showbiz, ain't you?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I told y'all I was going to make it work.
You're going to make it work? All right. Well, you know, just had to believe in you. Just had to believe in you. What's up? Welcome to Ladies Night. Right. We have an awesome topic. By the way, that was Amber with Hold Me. I don't know. I'm in a real mellow mood today.
Okay. Well, you know, that's cool because, you know, I just had some wacky motherfucking music and we was cranking it.
Yeah, y'all was getting it in on the air. I was listening. I was like, wait a minute. That sound looks funny. Okay, so tonight's topic, before we get into that, I want everybody to know that every first Thursday on Crush Grooves will be Ladies Night with my special guest co-host, Mrs. G. And men, Black reporter included, are not allowed
right.
until 10 p.m.
Until that next hour.
Right. For the next hour, they won't be able to come on. Hi, Black reporter. I know he's tight right now. Okay, so here's the thing. I was surfing, you know, showing my support to different shows out there, and one line kept popping up. And this line was popping up only when it came to, you know, women that are independent, women that are strong-minded, women that's on their grind doing their business and stuff like that, and the question and questioning why are they still single, you know, and what this line was is men need to be needed. That was a line. Now, at first, it was like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, it's like an enlightenment, like an epiphany, like, oh, okay, yeah, I get it. But then, as I continued on my journey, let's put it that way, as I continued on my journey mentally, it sit right with me. This line just didn't sit right with me. Men need to be needed. Like, you know, I'm single. Because, I mean, at first, you're like, yeah, okay, I could get it, you know, many of you need it. Then I stopped and I thought about it with today's fricked up society, you get what I'm saying, with so much going on, politics, socially, you know, right in our own neighborhoods, right in our own backyard, men need to be needed. What you think of that statement? You're a married woman.
Men need them to actually do something. Once you ask them to do something, they're like, well, what the fuck? How'd that happen? What you mean you need
right.
to
do
something?
Right.
Oh, right. I meant to. I just forgot. Come on now, son.
Right. Just see, so you understand, like, this, it wasn't sitting well with me after I started thinking about it. At first, I thought it was an epiphany. I'm like, okay, I've got you. I'm going to point with you on that. You know, I agree with you. Then it was, you know, I'm single, I have my own place, you know, I'm doing my own thing, I'm paying my own bills, I'm not asking a man to do that for me if he offers.
Right.
By all means, I will accept.
Of course.
I'm not going to come out and straight up and say, can you pay my light bill, can you pay my cable bill? I'm not going to do that, okay? And
right. I hear you.
And I've been single for a minute now. It's advice that came from a dating coach. I was taking this advice, and I really was trying to apply it to everyday life. Men need to be needed. And you know what, men? That advice that she gave was so overrated. I mean, I agree with everything. I agree with everything else. But for you to sit up there and tell me men need to be needed, there's so much out here that need, you know, it's true. Men do need, we do need men. And men are needed. This is what I'm understanding. So how are you gonna tell me because I'm paying my own bills and I even put down on my Facebook page, you know, I think this year I might even spring for the first date. Remember I put that down, and that became a big topic of discussion. Men need to be needed, and you know, you shouldn't pay for the first date. The man should pay for the first date, and blah blah blah. You know, women are too independent. Now, I've never heard this before until I started, you know, researching it, but that seems to be, you know, that seems to be the chaos. Women are just too independent. That's why they're single. They're doing too much. They want too much. That's why they're single. Now, I'm just going to say this. In 2012, the roles have reversed. It's like, women are the breadwinners now, the providers, and men are just bitch made. And I said it to all the men that's listening right now. Men are bitch.
Totally agree.
Just bitch made. And y'all can take
me
if you want to. Y'all can't tune in. I mean, y'all can't come on air until 10 o'clock in the air.
Nah, 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 boo, boo. Now, what having a penis do for you? Nothing. But no, my whole thing is like that is, they can say women are too independent, but let a woman not have a job and not have this and not have that. Look at that lazy ass that she don't even do for her kids.
Mm.
But let her have all this stuff, then it's like, nah, she just do too much. Now she thinks she's a shit.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have no bitch that make more money than me. Get the fuck out of here. Money is money.
Mhm. And that's the thing too. Oh, she makes more money to me, or you do too much, or what happened to the ambition? It's like, you know, y'all put so much effort, you know, and guys are chilling. They laid back, you know. I'm just saying. Back in the days, you've seen this in the news. You've seen this on the talk shows. So many times, a woman sat back and let the man lead. You get saying the man, right? They was in the kitchen, they was in the house, they were housewives. You know, they were. You know, even if they wasn't married, they still played the role of a housewife. They took care of the kids, they maintained the house, they made sure dinner was made at 5 o'clock, they made sure his shirts were pressed, the laundry was done. They did all this stuff when it came to the house, and the man was out there working. The man was supposed to come home and bring the check and pay the bills, and the man took care of all that. Then I'm not even going to say the man walked out. Let's just say something terrible happened to the man. Let's say he ended up in the hospital, he lost his job. Now they're struggling to make ends meet, and the woman goes to apply for a job, and they ask her, what you been doing for the last 10 years?
Right.
And she said, I've been a housewife.
They think he was unqualified to do anything in society. I'm going through that right now. Like, for those who know me, I've been married for 2 years, and for these 2 years, I have not been employed, not by, you know, a company outside of my own companies.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, I'm self-sufficient. But as far as society, Dean, they're like, well, what was you doing for the last 2 years? Basically, you let you tell us sitting home looking pretty, which we all know I was. Otherwise, I was looking pretty if I was going somewhere. Otherwise, I was at the house doing the house things. Now, true enough, I'm not a domestic wife, but I did make sure that the kids was in and out the house at the proper time.
Mm-hmm.
I made sure that, you know, things that happened at home. So, it's like, if I was to go out there and get a job, they were like, what were you doing for the last 2 years? And I'd say, well, I was at home managing my life and my home. You know, they were like, well, why was you not working? At the time, I didn't have to. Obviously. So it's like, now if I want something, they're like, well, you ain't did nothing in 2 years. What can you do? It's like, you never did anything. I'm like, okay, for these 2 years, I ain't did nothing. But what about all the other years before these last 2 years? When I did this, and that. How does it no longer count?
Right.
So it's like, just because a person is a housewife or a deemed in-home supervisor, doesn't mean she doesn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Even the laziest bitch that don't do nothing, do something.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I play lazy a lot. But if those know me, when I was at home, I was hosting radio shows. I was printing CDs for the printing company. I was managing artists. I did a lot.
Correct.
It just wasn't no outside company that gave me a paycheck for doing what I did. So it was like, you mean to tell me I was nobody for 2 years? How is that even possible?
Right. And that's society, you know, that's the corporate, let's say that, corporate world. But let's just, like you said, let's bring it back down to the men out here that, you know, that's looking for a so-called, quote-unquote, wife. And,
right.
And they talk to you and stuff like that. They ask you what you're doing. And you tell them, well, I'm not employed right now. You know, I do my thing or whatever.
What?
All right. They don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Right. And look at you like you're crazy.
And I'm like, yo, fuck you too, dude. Make this pocket then. I mean,
but
you
at
have
the
to
end
look
of the day, at the end of the day, you got 5 jobs, you still live with your mom.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, you know, granted.
I work from home.
Right, I work from home. I do me. I'm self-employed. I'm sufficient. I'm independent. I mean,
right.
What's wrong with that? Then they tell you, oh, well, you're too independent. What does that mean? You're too independent. What? Does that mean?
I have no idea what does that mean, because it's like at this point in my life juncture where I am now, yes, my husband takes care of me and the children, true. But it's to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm tired of you doing this. I was doing this before you, so why can't I pitch in?
Right.
Not that you're telling me I have to, but
right.
I feel I want to. I want my own money again. I don't want to say, well, babe, can you or babe, can I? I don't
right.
want none of that. Not that I have to. But I want to be able to say, okay, well, fuck it. I'm finna go buy me some new hair. Fuck that.
Right.
I ain't got to tell you about my hair.
Right. Right. He keeps
right.
track of everything. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you are your own person. You know, you have your
yes.
own wants. You have your own needs. And, you
yes.
know, when it comes to men nowadays, it's just like y'all, it's like y'all are needed. There are children out there with no father. If you want to be needed, go and be a big brother or something like that. This is, you know, this,
go be a mentor.
Right, go be a
big mentor.
Go
be
volunteer somewhere. You know, and this looks good on your resume, guys. You know, at the same time, this looks good on your resume. So don't think that we're just talking out our ass. No, this benefits you because you get a chance to help somebody else. And at the same time, you get the chance to help yourself.
Right.
You know, go get a new hobby.
That you feel needed and important.
Right.
You ain't always stuck around the person that you claim nag you all day, blood or not nag. What's wrong with you? Why you not saying anything? What do you mean? Dude, y'all better grow the fuck up and man the fuck up.
Because
these role reversals is fucking crazy.
It's
so many niggas that act like women, then when you treat them like they is, they get mad. Shout out to Scott.
Right.
That's
right. Right.
But
you start treating them just like why I gotta be like that? Why I gotta leave? You know, at one time when it's good for a man to say, you know, beat it and leave. As soon as I say, you know, you gotta bounce and leave, you know, you gotta beat it and bounce, you know, it's a problem. It's an old, you know, and I was told today, I think like a man, too. I was told that today.
Oh, you know what?
I was
I've
told
always
that today.
Been told
I got men tendencies. So,
on
that note.
I was told that even when I was younger, I had this dude tell me, why you treating me like I'm a hoe? What do you mean? I ain't gonna let you play me first. What the fuck? I don't bow down to dumbness. I just can't. I'm allergic to bullshit. So I'm not gonna fall for it. And if that makes me think like a man, then fuck it. Give me my penis. Cause I'm gonna show you how to use it. It's like you can't fault a person for having a mind of her own and not being able to, you can't manipulate her. That doesn't make her less of a woman. That just makes her a more stronger, independent woman.
Right.
That's how I see it. I don't know. Guys are funny, though.
No, it's true. But on that note, I meant to say that we did schedule a men's night. It's going to be called the locker room, and it will be next Friday. At 9 p.m., 9 to 11, and it's a special edition of Crush Grooves, and I came up with the topic, even though I'm not a man. it will be hosted by Black Reporter, and I will have my mic on mute for the first hour, just as so. My mic will be muted. Yes. My mic will be muted.
Black Reporter.
However, the topic for next Friday is Ding Bat Women. I was going to say bitches, but Ding Bat Women.
Say bitches, okay. Make it right. listening. No, get
no,
right.
No, no. Let's be politically correct. Things that women. Okay. So they are still women. So, you know, that's going down. More information will be available next week. I just wanted to let y'all know that there is a men's night, since everybody's like, why do you have a men's night? You know.
Oh, that's crying.
Right, bitch mode.
Not at first look.
Right. So, you know, men need to be needed. It still baffles me. And you know what? They making money off of this. That's the thing. Like, I'm starting to think that I need to write me a self-help book. I need to become an author.
I was supposed to write one. But it's just too many topics. I'll never get done because they need so much help.
And it's just crazy. Like, sometimes, you know, you got Steve Harvey doing books. You got all these people just coming out with a book to tell you, you know, this is what you need to do. This is what you. And the main thing, or the main core of the book is, you know, you can't be too independent. Now, why does that make sense? You know, you can't be independent. It scares men away. Why does that scare men away? Why me, you know, able to contribute to the household will scare men away? Why would they run?
I mean, the only way I can see that is if that's one of them over-aggressive girls where they try to help and they're like, no, fuck you, nigga. I don't need some motherfucking help. I can do this on my own, but bitch, you ain't got the money. Now, if that's the shit, then yeah, then I can understand it. Now, if you don't have it, and your guy has him, he offers to help you, and you shoot him down and try to shoot him in his ass because he asked to help you, then yeah, okay, bitch, you may be doing a little bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm fair. That's the issue that I agree with. But as far as an everyday chick that just works day in and day out to make sure her and her kids got what they need, that's not being too independent.
Yeah. I don't know. It don't add up. Like, you put all this effort, and, you know, at one time, like I said, at one time, we will follow you to the end of the earth. I've seen it. We've all seen that woman in our life, our auntie, our grandmama, our mammy, follow this one man to the ends of the earth until finally her whole castle just collapsed. Whether this man decided he didn't want to be in a relationship no more, so he walked out, he did get a pack of cigarettes and never came back home, and now you left alone. Or to the woman that, you know, unfortunately it was a terrible car accident and the husband died early, or you know, things wasn't set in order. Now she got to work, and, you know, society is like, well, what you been doing? What you mean what I've been doing? I've been managing my house. Like, this is, you know. I've been managing my household. I've been a stay-at-home mom. I've been the delivery. I've been the cook. I've been the supervisor. I mean, like, all these tasks that you need for a corporate position, you've done. You know, it's
right.
Part of your everyday. But yet, you haven't been doing anything. Crazy. Just crazy.
Yeah, it's
so
crazy. That's beyond benoodles. It's like I have this theory. It's three types of men. And it's like, it's red men, it's blue men, and it's purple men. And it's like it's gang related, but it's not gang related. Because it's like, you can take, no, for real, no bullshit. This would be the first time I ever told my theory on air. So if anybody tells you anything about these three type of guys, everybody here in Milwaukee, well, I ain't gonna say everybody in Milwaukee, everybody in Hicksville, know this is my theory.
Mm-hmm.
There's three types of men. There's the red guys, the blue guys, and then those rare-ass purple guys. And that's when the red and blue mixes together, you get a little bit of both sides. Like, the red dudes is like white force. They're self-ass niggas. They think about self when it comes to them, but when it comes to their women, they treat them like freaking queens. They're very, very good to their women, but they're not a soft guy. But they real nice to their women. Then there's some blue guys, you know, them thugs, them gangsters, and them true blue folks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, them motherfuckers, they'll fight for the second. They don't try to have that shit. They okay with their girls. They, you know, their guys come first sometimes. It's like, they don't treat their women the best. But they treat their women okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's that rare-ass purple guy, where he got some of the blue qualities and some of the red qualities, and they mess up into a perfect person. You put a purple dude, bitch, that's rare, you keep that motherfucker till the wheels motherfucking fall off.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. But if you have to choose between a red guy and a blue guy, most chicks will grab the blue guy, but they know they need the red guy because the red guy is going to be going to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the blue guy is going to be one that fucking nigga up when he talks crazy to you. Not that the red one won't. The blue one just asks less questions.
Well, okay.
Color coded.
That's gonna be the name of your book, Crayons of Men. That's
right.
Okay.
And it's like you can tell what type of dude a person has. I could tell, like, if you were to tell me about your guy, tell me your guy said, "Woo, woo, woo." This is, I could tell you if he's a blue guy, a red guy, or a purple guy, just from the things that he do. They're categorized. It's like.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say, well, you was like, well, I was talking to my man, and he was like, I didn't want to hear this problem that she was going through because it didn't involve him. That's the blue dude all day long. The red dude won't sit there and listen. He don't give a fuck true, but he's going to listen.
Mm-hmm.
The blue guy ain't going to listen. The purple guy will try to wrap that. Yeah, the purple guy, you know, he'll listen to a point, but he'll wrap it up real quick because he's a mixture of both.
Right.
It's like,
paraphrase.
Yeah. Your goal in life is to find a purple guy. The blue one, you have fun. You're going to have to do some jail time sometimes. You got to do his stints because, you know, he's going to get locked the fuck up a lot. But the red dude, he cool. But you kind of like, I don't know about dude. A little weird. But if you get that purple guy, you're set for life.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily for me, I have that purple guy. I can't stand him, though, because he's just purple, but
okay.
I have that purple guy.
All right. Okay, so once again, folks, y'all tuned in to Ladies Night on Crush Grooves every first Thursday with special guest co-host Mrs. PG from The Sidebar, which is every Monday and Tuesday, midnight Eastern, 11 p.m. Central, on the Four Aces Network. What else? Tonight's topic is Women Want and Men Need. And you can call in and join the conversation, 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. Press that number one to speak. Men, you are not allowed on air until 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because that's the way we roll on Ladies Night. So, you know, if you on air, you want to speak, press that number one, I'll let you on. And now, I got to say this to ladies, this is to the ladies, why, when a man is willing to help you and offer you everything that you can possibly dream of, we consider him weak. We consider him a punk. Or a pussy, like we don't respect him. We don't give him that same respect we would, using your term, the blue guy.
Right. The red guy don't get as much respect as the blue guy.
He don't
for real.
Respect,
nope. He don't get that respect.
But yet he's fulfilling your every need and want.
That's the downfall of the red guy. And it's like girls are funny because they'll break their necks for that blue guy, but they can't get too sick for the red guy to actually care about them.
Ooh, yes.
So it's like real funny.
And they
just look at the purple guy real funny because he's a little weird. You don't want to trust him, but that's the one you should trust.
Right.
But my whole thing is like, I guess with so many women being mistreated and abused by the blue guy. That they don't know how to treat the red guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because the red guy come off with so much, like, love for the woman. You can tell, like, it's like this certain amount of love they give chicks. Why? I don't know. But they just give them the utmost, which is not wrong. But some of them don't deserve it. I'm just going to be honest. True enough, I'm a chick But some of them chicks don't deserve it. They need to be with that blue guy that's going to probably slap them in their mouth every now and then. They like that. They respect that for some reason. It's like, I know chicks that don't feel that you love them unless you beat on them.
Ooh.
And some dudes don't believe in beating on women, but some people make it to the point where they have to. And it's like, you should never push a man that far. Ever.
That sounds like a topic for the ladies' night.
I'm just going to say this. My whole thing is I don't condone domestic violence, but if you push a man to the point where he done tried to walk away and he done told you to leave him alone and he done left and you done followed him and did whatever, like, provoked me more after he done tried to leave the situation, if he pushed you, you can't get mad.
Right.
For real, you can't. You made him do that. I know they're like, no, she made him do that. I didn't see it happen.
Yeah.
I done seen dudes that don't even hit girls throw a chick across the room.
Oh, God. Okay, that's crazy. Once again, you're listening to Ladies Night or Crush Grooves. My question for the men that's out there that, you know, tunes into Crush Grooves, Ladies Night, my question is, are women too strong? Are we too independent for y'all? Does it scare y'all? Does it intimidate y'all? Is a man not supposed to cry mode? Like, what is it about women who have ambitions and dreams and, you know, they're self-efficient and, you know, willing to just make ends meet and by any means necessary? Because honestly, I tell you, I live life by any means necessary. You know, because at the end of the day, I've been at the bottom. I've been homeless. I've been, you know, with nobody to back me up and nobody in my corner and needing to rely on the system and get services and stuff like that. I've been there, and it's not a good look. And I know, me being 31, I know I'm not going back there. You're going to say, I don't care what I have to do. I ain't going back there. And that's the God honest truth, and that's just keeping it real. So, you know, and if that's hurting me as far as me not finding a beau or a boyfriend or a husband or whatever the case may be, you know what? You can keep your relationship.
Right.
Long
it
as I
work.
Can beat it and you can leave it, I'm good.
Right.
Because I don't believe love is all you need. I don't believe that. No, I don't believe love is all you need. So,
love only gonna get you so far.
Exactly. So, PG, let everybody know how to get in contact with you and what you're doing. You know, throw your stuff out there right now.
Well, my name is Miss PG. I host the Sidebar every Monday and Tuesday from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. I host Milwaukee Music Daily from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And I'm just a down-earth person. I call it how I see it. I'm very blunt. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, everything. Google Miss PG, MRS.PG. You can find me anywhere and everywhere. I'm not hard to find. I'm a friend you need to have. Bottom line, because I'm going to tell you straight up and down how it is, straight like that.
That's right. Okay, folks. I came across something. It just crossed my mind when you said that. I came across an old page of mine on MocoSpace.
You know what? I have a mogul space, but I don't remember none of that stuff to it. I don't remember what it looked like.
Somebody actually hit me up on Facebook, and they said, I remember you from mogul space. I'm like, mogul space? What? Like, that was chat line days. And y'all all know about the chat line.
I
know
been told. Hey, ain't you that girl from Tax? I said, wow. Do you know how long ago that was?
Like, it's there, really. Like, if you Google it, it's going to pop up. But as far as checking it, like, no, I don't check it. Even adult space, it's there. Yeah, I got it.
You know what? I still have never made me an adult space page. And if I did, I don't remember doing it. But I don't recall ever making an adult space page. And I'm like, I try to be everywhere. But, like, if it's, like, sites like that, I try to stay away from them because my life is hectic enough without the extra bullshit.
I know.
It's bad enough that I can't play Words with Friends without somebody telling me, I've been wanting to do you for 2 years. Hold up. We're making words. How did this even come up?
Oh my goodness, and that is definitely true. That is definitely true. I've gotten messages from guys, hey, I've been trying to talk to you since such and such days, since you was on MySpace. You know, like, oh, you finally hit me up. I hit you up, really? Like, where did they see that at?
Right.
I said, hi, Facebook family, and everybody's like, oh, girl, you finally spoke to them. Really?
Like, friends, I had one of them to this daycare I used to work at today, and they was like, oh, you got fat. She done got married. They ain't got fat. I said, hold up. You still ugly. Why you all in my business like that? Not my business. So what? I'm married. Maybe that's why I ain't going to be cuter every day all no more because I'm married. You know, don't be worried about my weight. But then they got talking about how I used to talk to this person, how I knew this person. And I'm like, is this what your wife consists of? Talking about what I did back in 97? What's going on? This is 2012, I thought. But,
right.
Yeah, it's like, it's people crazy. Yeah, I'm on everything known to man. I mean, I'm on MySpace. I'm on Mocha Space. I'm on Tag. I'm on my yearbook. I mean,
I get that.
I think I'm on High Five. Look.
Right. Wow. Social networking. And that is a show in itself, social networking. But
yeah,
in 2012, what do women really want? We always ask this question, but now it's 2012, and to me, there is no reason why a single woman, single woman or married, can't fend for themselves. You know, if you have a computer and if you got the internet, you don't need corporate America. You got tax free right
feel
there.
I feel that no woman should ever be broke at all, ever.
Right.
There should never
and
be
no,
a time where your child needs something and you can't get it.
Right. And there's no need to say yes. That you know, that everybody
right.
think, oh, when we say that, the first thing
no,
we talk
you
about
got,
is selling
your
ass.
Your wife can get you money. I know mine can. Unless you don't, as long as you don't sound ugly, boo-boo, you can get money in this business.
Right. And even if you
your
feel ugly, the best way to boost your self-esteem is the internet.
Right. That's why I said if her voice ain't ugly. Now, your face, I can't help you, but as long as your voice ain't ugly, baby, you can make money.
Right. And if you
all this fucking nasty on Facebook, you could have got paid for that conversation.
Pretty much. And another thing, too, women out there that, you know, may not know where to begin or where to start, I'm going to tell y'all one site that's guaranteed to get you where you need to go. It's called Google.com.
It's called what?
Google.com. All you gotta do is go to Google. Type in what you're looking for. I hate when people
right.
hit me up. Like, how do you do? I've taken it now. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a mean person. I'm not a bad person. I've sat there and I've developed, you know, women like, oh, I want to get into this. How do you get into this? I've done it. I've made the .coms. I've made the whatever you needed to make. I got them together. All they had to do was call in or sign up or sign in, and they were good to go, and they let that shit just linger. And I'm like, wait, hold
what
up.
I don't understand that.
Right. So like, I just spent 72 hours building your
doing
calendar.
Doing all this for you. Right.
Right.
It's to the point, my brother calls me the resource center. Somebody will be like, well, PG, how do you do this? Go ask PG. And I tell you, woo. Now, what you do with it, if you don't do nothing with it, that's on you. But don't waste my time. I'm going to start charging.
Exactly. And that goes on and off the internet. For real. I'm still trying to get away from that. And people are like, you're mean or you're selfish. Or y'all can call me whatever you want to call me. But at the end of the day, my time is precious. Because all the time I spent trying to develop your crap, I could have been editing mine. So, you know, you need to, and I hate that, like, oh, Crush, can you build me a website? Okay, I'll build you a website. And I charge you like $75, $100, only for the simple fact that, once again, this is my time that you're taking out from me doing my own thing to help you do your thing. And then we're not even including the fact that I got to teach you how to follow through. You know, it's like, okay, and they feel some type of way. They really do. And if I go back there and type in that .com or whatever it is, it's gone. Why would you set it up? Why would you waste time and effort like that?
And money.
Just to,
time,
and money,
effort.
Right, and just let it go like that. Like, you didn't even give it a chance. You didn't even try. You know, you didn't even put the effort in. But, hey, that, like you said, on the end of the day, that's on you.
Right.
You know,
I'm gonna tell you,
like, crush everything coming up.
You can, just because you get up on a site and you think you got a cute face, that don't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You still got to work for this man's money.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't going to just say, "Oh, I like her eyes. Here go $250. Bitch, you don't work like that. I don't care how pretty you is. I think I'm the prettiest bitch on this world. But I know if I need a dollar from that guy, I'm going to say, "Hey, baby, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
How was your day? I'm going to have to interact with him." He ain't going to say, "Oh, yeah," and just told me it's coming. It ain't going to work that way.
Mm-hmm. Even the
somebody
ones that do just say, "Oh yeah," they're going to find
somebody,
you, they're going to send you a message.
They don't want to feel like they got played. No guy wants to feel like they got played. And when you make a guy feel like he got played, you done made it harder for the next three bitches that he got to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Why make her life harder? You supposed to help your fellow sister. Why make her life harder? Because you want to be an asshole. Come on now, let's just be real with ourselves.
Don't start it. I got a message today, crush. Oh, I like you. You're so pretty. How do you start X, Y, and Z? First of all, I'm not a porn star, folks. I don't care if y'all may have seen somebody who may look like me. I am not a porn star. I have not done porn. Everything you see on the internet.
I knew that was who I seen in that flick, crushy.
Right.
I knew that was you.
You know, there's only two videos of me doing anything remotely close to, well, actually, it's three videos. One is me putting oil on my ass. Another one is me taking a shower. Another one is me giving head. But once again, I'm not a porn star. I have not been featured on anybody's site. I have not been featured on anybody's website, magazine. Even I have gotten offers in the last 2 weeks. I have gotten offers to be featured, but I'm not there yet. So.
Hey, you know what? Somebody told me I was a porn star, and I said, "What the hell? How that work?" You did porn before. I didn't know who was. No, I did not do porn. That's not considered porn. That was a live webcasting of a few select people. That was not porn.
Mm-hmm.
Porn is if you can purchase it and watch it again. If you can't purchase or watch it again, it was not porn.
Right, I have
a brief slip of the camera.
Right, and if y'all want to see me take a shower, just go to Clips for Sale and type up La Crush. Well, actually, BBW Professional.
Right.
That's been on there since 2008, folks. And I still make money off of that.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. $10.99 for 6 minutes.
Look, lady, remember, you can make money without spreading your legs.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have any electricity, food, or your shit kid needs shoes, there will be no fucking for you. We do not support the free fucking movement. Stop that.
Right.
Make all the other women look bad. Stop
it. And men, y'all need to stop it too. Really, really.
Yeah,
y'all get it besides yourself. Next week in the locker room with Black Reporter, on Crush Grooves next Friday. They're talking about ding back women. But you know what? Let's talk about this right now. There's a lot of ding back men out there. A lot. A lot, a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot. There's a lot of them. And I don't know where y'all coming from. I don't know who gave y'all these ideas and put these false ideas in your head. I don't know who did it. Maybe it's a ding back woman. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was just, maybe it was me and PJ. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. But guys, y'all need to get a reality check for real. Some of you guys need a reality check. First of all, I'm seeing this number, and I want to click on the little red button so bad. And I know you know what I'm talking about. I want to click on the little red button so bad. 347. 627. I'm calling you out. You're sitting there too quiet. And I keep going back to the board, and I'm looking at 347, 627, and she's sitting there too quiet. What's up, Pastor? You know I had to call you out. You know it was going to happen eventually. You just want to see how long it's going to take me, right?
That I was, knew it was going to happen.
Just want to see how
I'm
long
just sitting here soaking it up, listening to everything.
Listening? Oh, please, woman.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, please, woman. I know you got a handbook already. Don't play that
NSA.
I'm just listening.
I'm just listening to the thoughts on men and, you know, how y'all feel.
Right. You came in when we were talking about, we were talking about men need. Somebody kept saying men need to be needed.
Men need to be what? Needed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, a relationship dating coach. Her whole was, you know, I want a man to do for me. I want a man to pay for lunch. I want a man to take care of me. I want a man to do all these things. And she said, if you're single and independent, and men needs to be needed. So basically, I guess it's us just being too independent, or even
yeah,
if that's
that does backfire on us.
And how does being too independent backfire on us? Maybe we got the wrong guy.
No. Let me tell you something. Even the strongest, biggest, you know, even the biggest wimp wants to be needed in some sort of way. You understand what I'm saying? Men, that's just them by nature. They just want to be needed.
Stepping up to the game. So they
only
want to
be needed until you need them.
They
don't know what the hell going on.
Right.
I agree. They don't. But I think that in the slightest bit, they want to be needed. They want us to, back when I was dating, like something simple like, you know, a jar of spaghetti sauce. You know, I could open up that damn jar, 1, 2, 3. But I would go in there and be like, could you open this for me? And, you know, he'd open it feel like a big old man. Yeah, all right. Whoop, 1, 2, 3.
Hey,
like, oh,
let me go downstairs and tell somebody I need a jar open. They're like,
you know,
what? You know you can open that yourself. What
but see, that's what I'm saying. See, it's things like that, you know, and then when women get ready, we want to turn on that, you know, damsel in distress. But if you walk
hey,
around.
I got that good.
Walking and acting like you can do every damn thing. Who's going to believe you really need help? You understand what I'm saying? You can't sit up there and build an entire entertainment system by yourself, an entertainment center, and then sit up there like, baby, could you put this shoe rack together for me? He's like, you built that whole damn entertainment center out there, you can't build that shoe rack? You understand what I'm saying?
That's me. So, that's me right there. That is me to the fullest. That is me to the fullest.
You know what? I agree with what you're saying, but
right.
I'm just saying.
That is me to the fullest. I done laid down tile, ripped up carpet.
Exactly. You
put
up here with the wood.
Right. Can you change the light bulb?
Building furniture.
My sister,
fireplaces. And all this other stuff.
We
building.
Right,
y'all
and all that other stuff. Right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I agree, but at the same time, if I be like, can you, they be like, nope, you want something, walk away. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, what if I really need it? You don't need it. And I'm like,
Because we have to. If I sit up there and say, boo, can you lay down this tile that I bought? It's going to take him 2 years.
Right, when I can just do it myself.
Right, so it's once again, y'all have led us. The men have led us to this. So if it's just, if there is a such a thing
fault.
As too independent, it's their fault. Exactly.
Yeah.
If I sit up here and ask you to fix this, but listen,
you got to think: is it their fault, or do we lack the patience to wait for them to do it?
No, it's their fault.
Prime example. Last night, I was printing up CDs for one of my artists. My husband came here and he started to help. Then he said he was going to go get him something to eat. I said, well, can you go bring me something to eat and I'm going to finish this up while you wait to go bring me something to eat. Needless to say, he never brought my food. He went down there, made his food, and went to sleep. So I woke up this morning and I'm like, I wish I could have the strength to move around like you do, but I didn't get to eat last night because somebody fell asleep. You going to keep bringing that up? At least I put it in the microwave. you put it in the microwave, but did it get to me? Did I know it was in the microwave? But let me go in the kitchen and get me some. Can you bring me a cup of ice? For what? Why would I? I mean, it's just simple.
Okay. All right, but see, when he did that, okay, this is probably not the first time he did something like that. Okay.
Every time I ask him to do something, he don't do it.
Okay, but see, the first time it was done, if you would have smacked him on the nose with a noose like you
children.
Do a puppy,
when
they misbehave, he wouldn't
right.
have did it again.
Men are like children, exactly.
You know, we can't pick and choose when we're going to enforce the law and when we're not. You have to be consistent with men, like just like children, you have to be consistent with them.
I'm like, you know what, babe? I'm not mad at you. I should have known better to ask you to do anything for me because you weren't going to do it.
No, see, I don't like it when you say that. I don't get it.
No, you wouldn't. So every time, I'm going to learn one day to stop asking you, and then we won't have this problem. But then I just ask you to be asking. No, it ain't going
to
happen.
Because they need to be needed. But on a real serious note, that men need to be needed. You know, once again, guys, if y'all want to be needed, go volunteer. Go be a mentor to somebody's child. You know, ask to babysit somebody's kid. I mean, there are ways out there that you can be needed. Like, we do need y'all. Don't get it twisted. Just because I can lay tile and I can, you know, change a light bulb and all that in between and change my flat and stuff, you know, that's little stuff. Y'all need to step up to the big stuff. You know, y'all dropping the ball on y'all own. Like, on some real, real talk mess, y'all are dropping the ball and there's so much going on. You know, you got 12 kids or even if you got one kid, spend some time with your kids. You know, you sitting up here all day on Facebook.
Somewhere.
Right, you all day on Facebook and messaging me talking about I got two kids. And why are you still messaging me? You know, go pick your kids sometimes. Go take them to the store and buy some cookies. Go do something. You know, like there are people out there that do need y'all. And another thing I'm thinking is men going on with in a relationship. Married to, or it's complicated, didn't want to holler at me, and then some girl done hacked your account and hit me up talking about you. How you know my man? Wait, who? You know. Out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is it's Lady C. Lady C. I'm sorry, Lady C.
Oh my God, Miss Tristan in the building. Hey, lady.
Hi.
For those who don't know, me and Lady C go way back, so I'm not dissing Lady C. I just want to clarify, me and her go way, way back.
All right, so Lady C, I'm glad you finally decided to make it with 7 minutes to the guys.
Right, I can't wait till these guys get on. Oh, my God,
right.
I can't wait.
Yeah, 7 minutes
I ain't never
want to
talk to a dude so bad.
they got a mouthful for us, I'm sure. I'm sure they got a mouthful.
Hey, you wait.
I'm
gonna hit about the park. Patoom.
Quickly, Lacey, can you just, because you are of older stature between everybody on here, can you just try to paraphrase how relationships differ from then and now? Like, you got a 25-year-old after you.
I just love her. I love her. Yeah.
And they want to come back to the show, but they lost the number. Like, I'm going to get it
for them. Shout out to DJ with 20 kids. Shout out to DJ 25 with 20 kids.
Well, the difference is now they're more open with what they want. Men are more open. Back then they were more subtle when I was younger. It was the subtle way of trying. They all always want the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was now, I'm keeping it 100 with you. You hear that? It's a lot right there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand here that I'm keeping it 100. And if I say, when the last time you had sex, does it matter? It wasn't with you. You know, but back then they were like, well, baby, I love you. If you love me, you'll do this. Well, if you love me, you wouldn't ask. Now I'm keeping it 100. I just want to make you scream and all this. I'm like, excuse you, I can scream by myself.
I know that's
right. What can you do other than that? Can you do something other? I mean, they so focused on the bedroom or knocking it out the park, they forget about the rest of it. You know, back then they did at least try to attempt to find out who you were more than just in the bed. Now they just want to know if you can bend over backwards, put your foot behind your head, and give him a blowjob out the world, you know. What can you do or what they going to do for you? Sexually,
you know,
it should be more than
that. And I agree when it comes to that. I'm agreeing with Brick on that. That's our fault. We let that go. We let that, you know, we found our inner click. Let's put it that way.
Right.
We found our inner click, and we've been going ham ever since. You get what I'm saying? Like, we've been going ham. Like, you know, once again, my motto is beat it and bounce. Lift, separate, beat it and bounce. You know, that's all you need to do. Follow those rules, and everything is all good.
That's the only thing that you can depend on them for you. If you know, you can say, "Well, I need that," or they'll show up for that. Or they'll know if I'm knocking out the park. But let me say, I need you to move this refrigerator. Mm-hmm. I'll be there.
Okay,
you
so
need to move this yourself.
Lady C, we were saying this. The quote of the night is: men need to be needed. That you know, are women too independent? And is it a thing as being too independent and you know, are women being too independent and are men being neglected? Is that what this is at the end of the day?
They're neglected because they want you to be a weakling. And the sad part is women have learned that being a weakling being a dumb blonde only gets you so far.
I know.
And then it gets on your nerves. Because I don't know how to plug up the toaster. Could you plug it up? Come plug up the toaster. It you can do that for maybe a real woman can only do that for maybe a day or two. By the third day, standing there waiting on him and trying to be pouty, you say, "Fuck you! I done plugged it up. I done moved it. I done hooked up the DVD player.
Right.
Myself.
I done
set the VCR.
I got me a toolbox. I got me a drill.
I got a second tape."
You get to the moment where you just want to make you a bed frame. Like, just let me rent a saw for a day and make me a bed frame. Because he ain't going
to. I mean, if men want to be needed, it's okay. You want them to be a part of your life, but you don't want to have to be a weakling.
Right.
And men, if they don't know how to, they don't know how to deal with when a woman is equal to them and sometimes better than them, be it in the bedroom, in the living room, in the kitchen, even in the car, working on the car. You can say you can check the oil. Your oil light is on. Well, check the oil. How do you check it? You go to that little dipper and you pull it up and you wipe it and you can do it. Change the battery.
Right.
Water pump. You know, what do you know? When I start saying, well, sounds like the starter. How do you know? That sounds like the starter. Well, what do you know? My dad taught me that. And one thing I learned down here in the South, most men think that women can't barbecue. If you say barbecue, the whole men go to barbecue. I can barbecue. I can get on the grill and throw down. My dad showed me.
I got a story about that. This summer, my roommate's birthday came about. She wanted a barbecue. She wants a barbecue. I live in a building. So on the side of the building, they have these two big old school, you know, barbecue grills that you see in the park somewhere, something, you know, the big guys are behind. So she had asked her boyfriend to bring over his guys, and they were supposed to barbecue. Well, needless to say, the boyfriend disappeared for the whole day. The boyfriend left and disappeared. So, being the independent and strong-minded women that we are, we did it our damn selves, and sure enough, the pictures on Facebook, it turned out very good. So, men, y'all suck. Just wanted to let y'all know that. Y'all suck once again. Once again, depending on a man, you know, he not even saying I'll do it, he offered to do it, you know, on that note. You still got a couple of seconds, Black Reporter. He offered to do it and turned around and
disappeared.
And then disappeared. you know, and we're not going to sit up there and fuss with you. We got tired of doing it. You get tired of nagging, so to speak. You get tired of sitting up there begging and asking you to do this over and over again. It was 3 o'clock. We hungered. You know, it's about to turn dark. I'm not going to sit out here all night and wait for you to come and decide to, you know, he didn't come until after dark anyway. So that really pissed us off, too. You know, but we did it. We got the grill. We lit it. You know, we put the charcoals in there and everything. We did all that our damn selves. We didn't need no man, and they sure enough, everybody enjoyed that food. I'm just saying. So, y'all, it's 10 o'clock on the dot. We already got the hands up. Let me go ahead and first off bring in the 337, my official co-host, Black Reporter. Also, we have out of the 856, Trenton, New Jersey, we have Blessed Child. What's up, guys?
Good evening, Crush. And you won't get any lip from me.
You won't get any lip from you?
On any look from me on anything that was said in the first hour.
Why?
Simply because of the fact that I happen to be a poor health. My wife knew this when she married me. And she, you know, I knew that she was going to be the one making the big bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the one making the big bucks.
Mm-hmm.
I had no fear of that. And it was because
mm-hmm.
of her job and my income back, I think, upon the side, that we were able to get a home of our own and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I had to give that up. They still live in the home and everything. But, you know, because of our two things together, I, of course, had the understanding, and in a couple who are together should be under the impression that it all goes into one pot. It's not your money and my money or whatever this is and everything. You're supposed to be one. Marriage is supposed to be one, not his and hers and whoever, you know. There were a couple of other things I wanted to mention, but I had to get down first of all. I know what the other thing was I wanted to mention.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I see myself being single for quite a while. Because the way that women want their men to be as they come in, I don't see my... I mean, maybe I'm too old school, you know. Maybe I'm too old school for the women of today.
Well,
and,
okay, so
on
that note, let me ask you this, Black Reporter. Before you can say on that note, let me ask you, what is the difference from when you was, you know, when you was younger and you was married and the things that your woman wanted to now being single and being older and dealing with women of today's age? What are some of the differences that you see from a man's perspective?
Top of the list, patience.
So was there more patience back then?
Women and ladies, see, will back me up on this one. Women back in the days had a lot more patience than the women of today do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, had a lot more patience.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's what I said.
And
I don't know if it was patience. We just took a lot of more crap. We didn't say anything. We were taught just. Oh, it's okay. Let him, he's a man. Men
right.
do that. Just
yeah,
take
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
we were taught that. Not
right.
Yeah. Say something. Don't just sit there and don't say anything. You get to the point where you have to say, look, I don't like it.
Right.
Exactly.
Don't make me happy.
Exactly.
Right.
It goes back to something else that was mentioned earlier about if you don't say something, you are doing your own self. Like the old saying, a closed mouth don't get fed.
Mm.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
goes back to that old saying. But, patience is at the top of the list.
Okay. All right. My co-host got booted off. Okay. She's back with us. Blessed Child, what about you? You've been listening. You've been hearing what we had to say. You're a man of the new age. What do you think?
Man, what I say, man, I agree with a lot of y'all say, man, because half these men not men right now.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not men.
I don't need.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to be pictured as a man.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with the day society? What's wrong with these men today? They worry about what the next man think of them. My motto on that is, look, dog, this is how I treat my woman. You got a problem? You think I'm a bitch or pussy? Approach me.
Mm-hmm.
You get the real me. You feel me? It's not because I'm soft. I'm far from that.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? It's like, we in different times now. You got chicks making money. You got men making money. Half the time, half these men are men because they look for chicks like that, and they can dominate, that make money.
Mm-hmm.
But when they rub it in their face and they make more money of them, they feel low. They feel some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
If my chick making more money than me, I make money right now, but there's a point in my life that my chick was holding me down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I did? As a man, you know what I did? What's that? When she was making that money working,
mm-hmm.
I was outside cutting the grass, making everything right till she got home. You feel me? Like you said, man, men not men no more. Men, they pussy. They talk like chicks. Half of these niggas talk like chicks. Half of these niggas worry about... Have these cats worry about what other cats think of them.
Right.
Men are always that because of age.
Well, hold on, Black Reporter. I'm sorry, Blessed Child. Let me just cut in here right now. What do you mean by the whole age factor? Because there's a lot of oldies. So y'all oldies. There's a lot of oldies out here who is just as, if not worse, than the youngest that's out here. Like, they act in the same way.
Well,
they stuck in time. They trying to keep up with the young heads.
Right.
Thank you, bro.
You 40 years old and you sit up here really trying to push the envelope.
And acting like a 20-year-old.
Right. It's not cute, guys. It really isn't. Once again, Black Reporter, you want to tell them about the locker room?
Yeah, we are going to have the locker room, the men's night, and once again, we're going to do it the same way as Crush does her ladies' night. The first hour will be for men only, and we are going to open it up at 10 p.m. Eastern for the women. And on Friday night, we're going to ask about Ding Bat Women. And
what? Dingbat women. The women out there that are just sexy when it comes to men.
You just want to
beat them in their forehead like,
oh, I didn't know. I didn't mean to do that.
You're stupid.
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Yeah. Bad women.
And I want to thank Crush for helping me with that thought. And I will be more happy to give her all the credit.
Even though I can't say nothing that night until 10 p.m., I will be on the airwaves holding the boards down. But it's all Black Reporter, folks. I'm not going to say nothing. We're going to let Black Reporter host the show. All by himself. So if there's dead air, you gotta blame my reporter.
She's my technical expertise.
If there's dead air, no, I didn't mute him.
No.
I can get DJ to call in for you, Black Reporter.
Ooh, yes, get BJ to call in. She's going to get BJ to call in for you.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah, yeah.
No, 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 no,
no. Yeah.
No, we're not going.
BJ to call in. I wish I would have wrote his number down. Text the number.
Oh, he changed his
Ooh.
Did I say what? He changed it that quick?
Go ahead.
He changed it. He said too many people was calling him.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm serious.
Hell, only one person have that number.
You're kidding.
From this board. I mean, unless he gave it out, but nobody called him. I never gave out the last four digits.
I'm serious. He said all them people was calling me. People were calling me. I said, there's nobody call you.
Ain't nobody call you. As many times Lady C done called me, I don't even call Lady C. Her number pop up all the time. Oh, man. What you going to say, Bless?
Oh, my.
Sorry, Bless.
It goes back to the point of a stripper. That's about, yo, what the fuck you talking about? A stripper, some strippers that they strip because life is hard to pay. They pay their school bills.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you how the weak mind of a man is.
Yeah.
You feel me? They say I was a weak-minded man. I ran to a stripper that. On these strip because she's trying to go to school and better her life.
And strippers are sometimes some of the most intelligent women in the area.
Black Reporter, let me finish.
So I'm going to have cats coming at me, like my dudes coming at me, like, look, damn, dog, she's a stripper. You messing with her like that? Imagine what she do. Ain't nobody in the world perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So I let you influence me. If I let you influence me, I could lose somebody that really down for me. You feel me? Because it ain't about needs. I want my girl strong like me. I want like Brick said, her dad thought out about McCars.
Mm-hmm.
I want no weak woman. Half of these men out here, they scared of independent women that do it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Only reason why I'm scared of them because they was raised to, you know, I'm the dominant dude. But in reality, you's a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I'm the dominant. Ain't no dominant, man. A dominant ain't no dominant dude. When you got a strong couple that look out for each other, if I don't got it, you got it. You got it, I got it. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I really
think. More power to you.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people lose a lot of good women. Just like a lot of females go vice versa to the females. A lot of females lose a good men because of who ain't thugs. Nigga, I know a lot of thugs that will motherfucking knock your motherfucking top off.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a good woman.
Mm-hmm.
Knock your top off. You said you could call, like I said, motherfucker, worry about what people think. You could think I'm a pussy. And I would allow you to think that I'm a pussy. But come face to face with me and test me. That's the whole meaning of that. Come face to face and test me.
Mm-hmm.
I could be whatever you want me to be.
That's crazy.
Like, the sad part about it is you got a lot of old heads out there, Tommy. Man, you got old heads out there rocking skinny jeans right now.
Exactly.
Just keep up with time. I don't want to keep up with time because as a young head, I learned, man, every old head that was around me that taught me wisdom, it was the coolest motherfuckers at all. It was the coolest motherfuckers ever.
Because
I love their style.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? After the old head out there trying to be young, It wasn't shit back in their era. But the sad part about it is, they era, they know a lot. You could be a nerd and sell drugs and make money.
Mm.
Don't make you hard.
So we covered a lot in the last hour and 15 minutes. Crush Crews. ladies' night. It's after 10 o'clock, men. You can call up for tonight. Are women too independent, or do men need to be, or do men need to be needed? You can give us a call at 805-830-8320. I lost my co-host, Mrs. PG. So I guess Black Reporter, your duty back on. Yeah, you're back on duty. once again, the call-in number 805-830-8320. Right now, I want to give y'all a little heads up of what's going down on Phone Fantasy Radio. Right now, it has started over. We're ready for y'all. You could enter to win $25. Just sign up and stay tuned to Phone Fantasy Radio. Visit PhoneFantasyRadio.com. Click on the big blue button. That says enter to win $25. Sign up and tune in. Click here. So, the big old blue sign on our website. What, Black Reporter? It's true. The big old blue sign on our website. You click on that. A screen is going to pop up, and it's going to be a nice big old entry form for you to fill out. And basically, you know, just do as it say. You can enter in 10 times, some more. You know, you got like our Facebook page, you got like Black Reporter's page, you got to follow us on Twitter, you got to tweet. I mean, there's ways for you to get in here and get into the action and announce a winner right here on Phone Fantasy Radio's The Adult Zone on the last Tuesday, which is Trifling Tuesday of the month. What else is going on? We have two brand new shows coming up. Want to let y'all know, definitely in the process of being developed right now. They'll be coming to the airwaves very soon.
One is going to be co-hosted.
Oh, good. Great.
One is going to be hosted, not co-hosted, hosted by our own Pastor Brett.
Black Reporter, wanted to say that. Black Reporter, like, I got to jump in here and say that. He won't even let me. He never lets me finish a sentence, do he? Every time I'm about to, I take a breath, he jumps in here.
You're moving too slow.
I know, right? I'm moving too slow. I'm just trying to speak clearly. Damn, Black Reporter. You always say that, but yet you keep doing it. Go in the corner, Black Reporter. You gotta go sit in the corner.
Yes, ma'am.
You gotta go sit in the corner. Like, I'm gonna start chastising them. Like Brooke said, you gotta be consistent. Go sit in the corner, Black Reporter. You sit in the corner. Put your birthday hat on and sit in the corner. Once again, we do have two brand new shows that's coming to the airwaves on Phone Fantasy Radio Presents. On Mondays, 8 p.m., we got Sister Speak with Pastor Brick. Pastor Brick, you want to tell them about your new show, Sister Speak, coming up?
Well, it's called Sister Speak, Entering the Nexus, which is going to be a show with my girl Tabs. She's not on, but she's a doll of laughs, and we're going to be on talking about issues that affect the African-American community, social issues, and everybody will be feel free to chime in. We're going to listen to some old good time music, not too old, but, you know, not 12 inches like Black Reporter be playing the 12-inch version. We're going to play the short version. And we're just going to have a bunch of laughs. Give you some real talk. Two sisters, just keeping it real. So you know we're going to have to get at the brothers. So you know we're going to get at the brothers, but it's all going to be fair. It's all going to be love. So looking forward to it. Joining the Phone Fantasy Network.
I don't even know what that means.
Yay. You don't know what means.
Yeah, what the fuck, you talking about that family restaurant or the burger place?
Oh, shit. See, this is what I'm talking about. Always got to be black folks. You see, you call up to the show, PG. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to get something to eat, and I'm hungry. And I was like, you know, it's rude for me not to call back into the show. I'm scheduled to be on, but I'm in the vehicle with
Petey Green 5915, Jay Will, Mr. Woe himself, and Ghetto. You know, my driver.
Hi, Milwaukee finest.
Is that how I Milwaukee? My driver is trying to kill me at this point. I'm sorry, I didn't know I was being unmuted. But yeah,
don't
y'all
know I just unmute people. I don't never keep nobody on.
Yeah,
you can't see if your hand is up or not. If I recognize the number, I'm unmuting.
I have a question for PG.
I'm so hungry that I have a headache, and since I need to make my man feel like I am needed, I said I need food, and he made it for me.
PG, you need it right now. PG.
What? Yes.
Need it right now. You were talking about your color.
Yes.
I was going to ask, what color do I fit under?
Black and quarter.
Black and quarter.
You are over the age limit for the color category. No.
And white, black and quarter.
I don't know what kind of gang that were back then when you were growing up, so I don't really know how to classify you. But from what I hear from you, I would say you're type of a red guy because you're, like, loving to the women. Like, you just love women with all your heart. So that's what I'm guessing. But I could be wrong because I haven't did the elder category. And that's to be all respectful as possible. I have no idea.
So I want to know what color I am.
The color spectrum.
Who is that?
Bless out.
Bless child, you are a blue boy to the fullest. I'm so very sorry. You may merge to that purple, but from what I know, you're a full blue because you already said, if you think I'm pussy, nigga, try me. Therefore,
too many times.
That's code for blue.
Too many times. You're blue, it's dark, right?
Y'all realize when you think of thug, you got thugs, and you got thug gentlemen.
Like I said, I think you're blue, you ass. I answered. Now, you tell God, I apologize, but I think you're blue.
You're blue. Plus, you said you will go out of state cheap.
I haven't spent time with you guys to figure out y'all in depth, so that's just my snap judgment.
Right.
Thug, but you feel me? I'm a thug. I respect females though, because I was raised by three females.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
Like I said, you might merge into that purple because that purple is blue and red blended together in a perfect mix. So you may be closer to the purple than the blue, but I don't know as at this point. From our conversations, I'm gonna go with blue.
Now, I was raised in a house
my mom got abused. I don't believe.
Not all blue dudes beat women. Now, don't get it twisted. All blue dudes don't beat women. They just don't treat women as well as red dudes.
They got tendencies.
Okay.
Red dudes.
I'm taking care of
my stepdaughter. I'm not even with a mom no more. I got my own daughter.
Matter of fact, I got two daughters. I got my daughter, and I got a stepdaughter I take care of.
Mm-hmm.
I've been taking care of her for 4 months.
A sucker for love, though, Petey. Nah, we're having a discussion. I'm sorry, you guys. I apologize for us. I had no idea we was leaving. So, I mean, when I booked this, I was supposed to be devoted to you. So, I do apologize for this ghetto-ness that you are hearing me doing at this point. Normally when I'm on air, I do not leave my studio. I do apologize. But, yeah.
Yeah, but we don't need you passing out neither, so go get something to
right.
eat. Right. We're like, what's that stuff, PG? Are you okay?
Right.
Like, what happened to PG? Oh, kids, PD come in there. Woman, get up.
Right.
We don't need to hear that drink. On live or there.
Yeah, come all the way upstairs and say, PG, go get me something to drink. Nigga, you wasn't down there. What do you mean?
Wow. Men need to be needed. What do you think of that statement? Men need to be needed. What is your assessment of that statement?
We need to be loved.
Oh, good.
Central,
We'll be back here again next Thursday for the Boom Boom Room. And, you know, more information on that coming up. And this has been Ladies Night with The Crush and Mrs. PG and Black Supporter. And the rest of the gang, Lady C, Brick, and Flesh Child.
Flesh Child.
And the Milwaukee Finest that's taken my co-host hostage. the Pretty Green, the Wayne Ghettos, and the, you know, what they think about that statement. What do Petey Green think about that statement? Men need
Hold
to
on, let me get y'all exclusive with Petey Green. Hold on. Petey Green, I got a question for you.
Yeah, what is up?
What up, Petey Green? How
What's
are you?
What's up, Petey?
Man, chilling. I just got kidnapped to take to this restaurant where I once almost got beat up by everybody in it.
Oh, good dream. So stay in the car, first of all. Stay in the car. What do you think about the statement? Let me ask you, tonight is ladies' night, and we asking a statement, men need to be needed. What do you think about that statement?
Needed how?
That's it. Men need to be needed. Just that's the statement. However you want to interpret it. What do you think about
that? I don't know what the average male needs in their life. Me personally?
Mm-hmm.
All I need is a peace of mind and left the fuck alone. I don't like needy. You know what? I put it to you like this. I break it down a separate way is dogs and cats. I'm a dog person, and what I mean by that, I like dogs because they'll leave you alone. They'll go about their business. Cats want to lay all up on you. You lick your feet and shit like that. So it's like I like a woman that's kind of, you know what I'm saying, aggressive. And she'll stand on her own. I don't want her all up under me. I don't want her trying to cater my needs. I want to fight. If I want a servant, you know, I can be a prostitute and just tell her to dress up in a maid's blouse and do what I want her to do, put the money on the dress and go about my business.
Right. Okay. That's one way of looking at it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way. I can't stand weak people. Males, females, I don't like people that constantly need somebody under their thumb. Because that tell me you're trying to make up something that's wrong with you. But you need a yes man or a yes woman to validate what's going on. Oh, somebody got popped again. Welcome to Milwaukee, y'all.
Only in the hood. Only in the hood.
Oh, no, we're the birds right now. Oh. We're the birds. These crazy motherfuckers out here.
Gunshots.
These motherfuckers got it. They got a habit of breaking in stores in the middle of the night, put them on fire, and they find out somebody's sleeping in the back.
Oh, good grief.
Damn.
All right, we ain't messing with Milwaukee.
And I thought Milwaukee was quiet.
Right, here we go. Nah. Milwaukee was quiet, right?
Nah, this crazy-ass town. Where more people go? Where the liquor?
All right. That was Petey Green, folks. If y'all just tuned into the show, we were talking about women that are too independent and men that need to be needed. We are, you know, just having a good old time with everybody on the boards right now. Anybody got any last thoughts on this topic?
Actually, I have somebody with a test view on our topic for tonight. An old voice that y'all haven't heard before. Madame, will you go ahead and state your name for the audience, or your area code at least?
716, this is DJ Mimi Cat coming out of Buff. What's up? And you call me old, one more damn denim. Motherfucker.
Watch your mouth, son.
I will fuck you up.
Yeah.
Hey, meow, what's happening?
What's going on, Mimi? How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I finally quit smoking.
What?
So I'm fucking. Yeah. Thank you.
Now, is that cigarettes or butt or both?
Believe it or not, both.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's 2012. Yes, yes, we know. Yes.
So, DJ Mimi Cat, we are talking about are women too independent and the statement men need to be needed. You know, you can start wherever you want to start at.
How women are independent?
How women are too independent. And that's causing us to, and that's one of the reasons why some of us, or most of us, are still single, because we're too independent.
Well, I can't answer that question because I'm married. So, and this is my second marriage. So I don't know what about independent. I'm always going to be independent, married or not.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So the statement
men need to be needed was given by a relationship coach who said, you know, the reason why most women are still single is because there's men out there that want to feel needed. And we're too self-efficient, basically. And men, I guess, don't know their role.
That's
sort
funny.
Of speak. Yeah, sort of speak.
Yeah, that's hilariously funny. I'm always going to be needed. People love Mimi, hey. But that's just me. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But whoever told you that big-ass lie, apparently he ain't got no damn woman in his life.
Actually,
it was a woman, though.
It actually came from a woman. Right, a woman said that.
A woman? Well, then she ain't got no damn dick in her life besides a fucking vibrator. So what the hell is that?
Yeah. Okay.
That's everybody's opinion. Everybody got an opinion. Hey.
Yep. Okay. They hung up. But I also wanted to say, you know, Petey Green's comment, it just dawns on me, cats are independent, aren't they? They're self-sufficient.
Cats, who are independent?
Cats.
Who's independent?
Cats.
A cat is very independent.
Cat is very independent.
I
right? They clean themselves. They,
yes,
you know,
but they're very affectionate. They like affection.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be honest with you, I can't stand cats.
And
I will not have a cat in my house unless I'm drop kicking the shit out of it. But other than that,
no.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
he calls himself a dog, and Mimi is not a cat person. I can tell you that
I
right
never
now.
Never was. Mm. Never have been. Never will.
Interesting. Okay. All right.
I gotta say one more thing.
Go ahead.
That female independent shit, that shit overrated.
Really? Why would you say that?
Because a female gonna need a man gonna need a female regardless.
Not necessarily.
But it's nothing wrong with a female getting her own.
Uh-huh.
Not at all. That's good for a female to get her own.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. It's unfair, she can hold herself down. But a female gonna need a male, just like a male gonna need a female.
Okay.
That's like going back to the day saying that is a man wears skinny jeans, he gay.
Ooh, no.
But a female can rock a male clothes and everything cool. That's like saying that if I got a pair of Dunn & Dunn jeans, no name brand jeans on, I'm going to get clowned. But a female wear a Dunn & Dunn jeans, no name jeans, but she got an ass, she's the best shit in the world right now. Know what I mean? So independent shit, we need each other, man. That's what we need to get together and realize, man. We need each other. A man needs a male. There's like a male needs a woman. It's like a woman needs a male. We need each other.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Folks.
I
want to
go off the subject real quick, but excuse me, Black Reporter. Is that the gentleman you were telling me about yesterday?
That's Blessed Child. No, no, it's not. No, it's not. That's Blessed Child.
Oh. Oh, okay. I'm about to go. Oh, never mind. But go ahead.
No, no, no. Bless is part of the family. No, the gentleman yesterday, I'll let Lady C take it from here.
Nah, you ain't got to. I heard quite a story about him. I'm looking for his behind.
No, you don't. You don't. If he can't hear nothing, Lally be alone. Black reporter snitching.
Always.
Black reporter
snitching. Wow.
Always snitching, Black reporter.
No. Believe it or not, it wasn't him. It was Miss Carol C.
Oh,
and I came to pick up for my girl. So what's up?
Pick up for her, please. Let's see. Not need nobody to pick up for her. Oh, please.
He lost the number and said, could you give it to me? I'm like, please, no. You will not push
her. Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the radio. What's the number?
I don't know it. You don't know it, no, but I'm going on there.
and then to top it all off, give me the news you gave me this evening, Lady C.
Oh, okay.
I finished my class, and my last score was perfect. I got a 100 on everything. I scored excellent. Tomorrow is my last day of the training.
No, that not bad news.
Oh, Black Reporter, be quiet. We like this news.
Okay.
Thank you.
I was going to say, no, not that news.
Everybody's
joy. All right, Black Reporter, so mean. No, not that news. Like, dang, let us congratulate her and say a job well done. She wins, Black Reporter. You just rain on everybody parade.
You need to get somebody's business. I'm swear to God, instead of getting everybody else's.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do. I told you we all gonna chip in together and get your ass a woman. You keep fucking with me.
Does she need
to be able to walk?
Ooh, no.
Damn. He need a release instead of walking. He can always lay down. Or they can push his ass in a chair somewhere.
That's what I said, man. I love the black female, man. What a female goes through, man, a male can't go through.
For real?
What a female goes through, a male can't go through. Point blank.
Yep.
Feel me?
They don't have to have a baby. Give a man
a reality right now, man. You feel me? What they go through. This shit crazy, man. It's like, that's why I get mad when a lot of black females pay themselves out. You got a son, for example, you got a son that a male what? You give it up easy, you lose respect.
True.
Why you think you got a lot of males ready to kill over a female? They got that right female ready to kill over. But they dumb ass don't think. They're like, hold up, I got something good. The only why I don't think like that because I worry about what the next man thinks. Yeah, worry about what the next man thinks.
Okay. All right, folks. What the hell? All the noise in the background? Y'all turn down y'all background. You're listening
to
KFT Radio Fresh Brew. This is Ladies Night, and now we have the input of the gentlemen. It is after 10 p.m. Once again, thanks to everybody who tuned in to the show. My special guest co-host, that went to go eat. She done left us. How sad is that? We're going to have to replace her with somebody else. I don't know. Can't just leave me in the middle of a show. Like, I just want to know that. Huh?
Oh, you talk to BJ. Okay. I must say, I didn't leave you.
Dang, Black Reporter. We're not talking about you, Black Reporter. Gee whiz, golly. It's Ladies Night, Black Reporter. Even though you're red, you're not a lady. Even though you're wearing red, you're not a lady.
Lady in red.
Oh, please, Clark.
I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. Once again, folks, we'll be back here Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. We have, what else we have going on this year? We have the Love on Top Tour, where we're going to be talking about anti-love on Valentine's Day. We got that coming up. Yes, folks, I said it, anti-love on Valentine's Day. We're going to talk about cheaters. We're going to talk about all types of stuff going down. Right now, we got 614 in the building who keep calling up and hanging up, calling and hanging up. What up, John?
What's up? What's
John
up?
H? What's
How
up? How you doing, John H?
What is it, ladies'
Hi,
night?
Guys.
Right, it was ladies' night, John.
Oh, okay. Where's all the ladies, then?
They here. We got Pastor Briggs. We got Lady C. We got DJ Mimi Cat. They here. We got somebody's background is so loud. What are y'all clapping? What are y'all doing?
I'm sorry. I was doing my music.
Sounds like somebody's having some groove.
Okay.
All right, so what's up, John? How is your day going?
Excellent. Okay. Oh yeah.
Do you think women are too independent, John?
No. I understand. When I was growing up, it was the norm. I know it sounds goofy, but back in the '60s and the '50s, a woman supposedly was be barefoot and pregnant. There's more to do than have kids. If a woman can do a job that's just as good as a man, more power to her.
Okay, so you believe in equal opportunity?
Oh yeah. Especially if she's big. Yeah, I don't want no damn skinny woman. You move them the wrong way, they're liable to break in half like a pretzel.
So you like the big, body gals.
Oh yeah.
You like the wide body.
Yeah,
now, Crush.
What?
You know he's in love with you, so I'll go there.
No, that ain't it. You remember Pontiacs back in the '50s?
He's not like you.
Term, yeah.
He's not like you, Black Reporter.
Called
the wide track.
Yeah,
the Y-track,
Pontiac,
exactly.
Pontiac, the wide track. Oh yeah.
Somebody need to come out with a big girl jean called wide load.
A big girl what?
A big girl jean.
Big girl jeans
called wide load.
No,
I'll wear those. Wide load.
Yeah, they got apple bottoms and stuff.
Right, fuck out of here with apple bottoms. People with watermelons be wearing them.
Oh,
hell, man. Some of these girls, like...
It's kind of funny.
I was at Dollar General, and this girl, I don't know what the hell she was wearing. It didn't look like pants, but they could see through them and shit. You could actually see what the hell she had on underneath them. And I'm thinking, damn, why don't they make them just a little bit more to where you can actually see just a little bit more? You don't have to say nothing. You just get to work.
Wow. They do make them.
Yeah.
They call pantyhose.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Where are you calling from?
Columbus, honey.
Oh, Columbus.
Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah.
Are you near me? I'm in Buffalo. I go to Columbus all the time, like at least five or six times a year with my mom.
I'm originally from Detroit, so I'd have to say the girls from Detroit and Brooklyn are better built. No shit.
Let the church say amen.
That's
And also, wait a minute, you got one more main person, too, Canadian.
Oh, that's Stephanie. Right, Louisiana, too.
No.
I'm Canadian.
Canada.
I've never been to Canada.
Yeah.
We have visited our neighbors up north.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He don't even know what I look like. If you turn around and show him a picture of me, he'd be like, fuck that, I'll move to Buffalo. So
he would.
Give Aaron a run for his money.
Crush, you get a job working.
You know,
big, no, that'd be a good thing too for the big girls. Get jobs working at the hospitals. There'd be less problems. The guys would want to come and have checkups more and stuff. You know, make sure their bodies are up to date.
Wow.
Really, really, John, really.
No disrespect, but I have no question. How big are you?
I'm about 5'8", about 250.
5'8", 250?
Yeah.
No. Sorry. Not my type. I'm sorry. I'm serious. For example, Black Reporter, would you please describe people what models do look like?
About six eight. 300 pounds.
Amazon girl.
I love big men.
No,
I
that's
like
her husband.
I like to climb on top of big men and think about world affairs.
That's her husband.
Oh, hell. Never mind.
Hey, a man your size is like giving a whale a Tic Tac. That shit is not cutting it, honey. Sorry. What the fuck am I doing with a little person?
All right. So we are headed to the last 10 minutes of our show. We got 9 minutes remaining on the Klizak. We had a ball on Ladies Night. Once again, tune in next week.
You did have a ball.
You know what, John? Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
I am. It's clean. It's nothing dirty.
Nothing dirty.
Mm-hmm.
You sucking on a Tic Tac, that's why?
No, I got my nice Marlboro cigarettes, man. I'm chilling.
Oh, okay.
No, you cannot get contact smoke, Mimi.
No, I was going to watch the tennis match while y'all fools were going back and forth. My bad.
No, that's one good thing about
Black Reporter, tell the folks what's going down. You know, just a little bit.
You're listening to Full Fantasy Radio, and on Tuesday we will be back with more of the Full Fantasy Radio you enjoy. Don't forget, we are adding new shows as we move along. Next week we're going to add a men's night on Friday night. That's going to talk about whether or not there are dingbat women and / dingbat men. That's going to be on Friday night. So once again, just like Ladies Night, men will be on for the first half hour, and then the ladies will come in at 10 o'clock Eastern, and you're welcome to join us. We're going to have fun next Friday night, a week from tomorrow night.
Right.
So,
good.
The background is kind of loud. Whoever that is, your background is real loud right now.
I ain't mine, honey.
Not cool.
How much time do we have, Crush?
What time is it, Black Reporter?
I don't know. That's why I was asking.
11.
What time it is, Black Reporter?
It's called nighttime. That's what time it is. Look.
We got 7 minutes.
It is
Black
now
Reporter.
10:52.
Okay, we got 8 minutes.
Well,
I'm going to cut this phone call short because I got to get back in this music real quick. But I'll see y'all next week sometime. Black Reporter hit me up, you know, in another hour or so. You know what to do.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Bye. Everybody
else? Bye, DJ Mimi Cat. What's that yawning for, John? Like you did something. John, you said I've been yawning like he did something. Why are you yawning like that, John?
Hey, I'm chilling, man. I got my Royal Canadian, a little bit of water, and I'm chilling, man. It's going to be the weekend pretty soon.
Oh, that's what you're waiting for, a weekend, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
I loved your pictures, and especially, well, I ain't going to put that on here. That one was kind of different.
Once again, folks, sign up for the fantasy listeners sweepstakes, wins $25 from Phone Fantasy Radio. Visit phonefantasyradio.com. You can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/heartsradio, facebook.com/superfluffyflirt, facebook.com/blackreporter, Facebook site. I'm just playing. Actually, I do have more Facebook, but I'm just going to leave those three for you. What else will I report? Oh, hit us up on Twitter. We finally got a Twitter page, twitter.com/phonefanradio.
Phone Fan Radio.
We're on everything. Like I said, once again, if you don't know, just Google it up, and all our shows will pop up. The live stream coming soon. The new radio shows are coming soon. We've been having good old times on Phone Fantasy Radio. So on that note,
2012 is our year.
Is our year?
2012 is our year.
Okay. Well, if Black Report says it, then it's true. You can listen to our archives, any show that you may have missed or you just want to check up on or you just want to see what the hell we about, visit blogtalkradio.com/LaCrushHearts. That's LaCrushHearts. And you can listen to any of the shows. You can download them. You can possibly even hear them on iTunes. That's how popular we are. And all that good stuff. So on that note, Black Reporter, do you want to say your outro or you want to add anything?
No, you have said it all, my dear. So
okay, so then on that note, hold on. So on that note, let me say thank you to Lady C from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Pastor Brick from Brooklyn, New York, DJ Mimi Cat from Buffalo, New York, my special guest co-host, Mrs. PG from the Sidebar, and Milwaukee Music, Blessed Chapter in New Jersey, John H. from Ohio. We have all the people that tuned into the show, T.D. Green and Jay Will and Wayne Gill.
Mimi Cat?
I did say Mimi Cat. And all those people that show us support and love already in 2012, we really do appreciate it. And Black Reporter, you can now do your outro.
What time there was has ceased to be, there is no more. Yesterday is gone, forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here, don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If we didn't say everything you want to hear, you heard everything we said. Now go around and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. And I'm going to break it up here real quick because I have to go out in remembrance of our lost brother and that we will miss dearly. Mr. Don Cornelius, who said, go out and make it a good day with love, peace,
and
soul.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye, y'all.